Welcome to the Meatball Pod.
Welcome back. Happy Thursday. So, Nicole, how are you loving this weather? It's finally starting to look nice outside.
I mean, I'm sweating. Before, I feel like yesterday it was like so nice and, you know, I could open my windows because, you know, I like chilliness. Like, if you guys know me, I go to a hotel room, I put it down to 64. Like, I am a sweaty person, and I feel like when I sweat, I get anxiety. This is why I'm not a summer girl. Like, I love the summer activities of, like, you know, boats, swimming, and all that stuff, but I just hate sweating. It's, like, my pet peeve. It's my ick. So, yesterday, the weather was beautiful in Jersey. It was, like, 60, but it wasn't – there was, like, a breeze, so it was nice and cool and perfect. All my windows were open. Now, today, it's kind of, like, muggy. I don't know. I'm sweating a little bit. I don't know if I should put my air on. I don't know. I'm feeling conflicted about this weather. I'm happy about it, but I'm sweating.
Yeah, I like this. I don't like it super, super hot, like, 90s, 100, but this weather is nice. Like, I like this. This feels like a springy – ready to sit on my patio and have a wine type of day.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm going to do that later today because it's Thursday.
Yes. I know. A nice little glass of white sitting outside in the sun. All you mamas know what we're talking about in meatballs.
Yeah. So I think everybody should have a nice glass of wine tonight on the patio or the deck. Definitely just go outside because it's beautiful out. But Dina right now, she is in Florida. I'm jealous.
Yes, I love vacation. It's nice.
Dina's on vacation enjoying herself, and I am just so freaking excited. Dina finished filming last week for the next season. I just wrapped the other day, and I just feel not stressed. I feel like when I know I have, like, you know, a couple hours left in interview, it's just, like, it's always weighing on me. And I'm like, oh, I have to finish this. Oh, I have to finish this. And then when I finally finish it, now I feel like, okay, I can drink my wine. I can do things. Like, I feel like my schedule's open now.
Yeah. It's like, you know, when people that have, like, day-to-day jobs, the Sunday feeling of, like, oh, I have to go back to work. Like, that's how I feel with interview.
Oh, I'm terrible. Like,
okay, gonna be sitting in a chair for 5 hours. And, like, every time I get out of there, I feel like I'm dizzy and I'm just like, my soul is sucked out of me. I swear. I don't.
Yeah. And I like can't talk anymore. So I'm just so happy that we did it.
Can't wait for you guys
to see everything and obviously watch tonight, new episode. I don't even know what tonight is. I have no idea what's going on.
Start to get ready to go to Arizona.
Oh yeah. Whose trip was that again?
The boys. The boys planned that one. But
yeah, Arizona was nice, I feel.
I liked Arizona. I did. And I thought the hotel was really great. The boys loved it there. I think it was a good season. And I think the season we just wrapped is going to be a great season. You guys have a lot to look forward to. I just sometimes get mentally drained when I film. Just I think it's because I already am like mentally messed up.
Whenever
my OCD goes like out of control. Like, even on my medication, sometimes my OCD while we're filming, I just, like, am ticking, like, all the time. So I think I definitely needed this mental break.
Yes.
It's a lot. So I'm happy to be on vacation and just kind of, like, decompressing from the season. Mm-hmm. But it really was a great season. I think that everybody's going to really enjoy it.
You guys are going to like what you say. So watch tonight. Enjoy yourselves. Have your glass of wine. Messy mama.
Wait, so how funny. So I'm at Margaritaville, Orlando right now. And do you remember, guess who still works at El Jefe's? My friend Zena, the stripper.
You're lying.
No, I mean, I haven't seen her yet. But
oh,
I'm like,
my God.
Say hi.
Wait, Dina, like, really made friends with this girl. So she was, like, such a nice girl. She was a stripper, and Dina made, like, besties with her. And then we went to the bar, and she worked there. She's, like, a freaking, she's a, what's it called? Not an entrepreneur. She's a hustler.
Yeah, she's a hustler.
She does it all.
She has, like, a million jobs, this girl. I'm like, good for you.
She freaking does it all.
That was so funny. So I'm like, imagine we go in, I'm like, hey, Zena, what's up?
She definitely will remember us.
Oh, yeah.
I feel 100%. Like I clocked in at her job. Like, I was, like, bartending. And
you were working.
I was working, but I was, like, spilling vodka everywhere and falling.
Oh, God. Nicole fell and probably broke, like, half their glassware. I don't even know
Stop.
If that showed.
They probably built production.
I was like, oh, my God.
Oh my
Sorry,
God.
Zena.
Wait, so I was doing interviews and, you know, next season, me and Zena, we go to Palace in Miami, which is like our favorite place to go. It's a drag bar. So they were showing me and you dance.
Wait, they showed you it?
Yeah, because I was like, wait, like I, because they were asking about like the guy with the lights, and I was like, I kind of remember it, but I don't. And they ended up showing me like the clip of like the part that they loved, and we were literally like dancing like we're in the 1920s together. Like,
oh my God, stop it!
We look so cute.
The 1920s? What do you mean?
Like, you know, like how they like brace each other, and they're like. Like a
like slow dancing?
Yeah, but like we looked professional, like
we were dancing with the stars?
Yeah.
Oh, look at us. Look at us.
I was like, we look so cute.
Do you remember like dancing with the stars with some of the fabulous gays? But I don't remember doing that with you.
I mean, no. So definitely backed out, but
yeah.
What a good time. All right, meatballs. So growing up, cereal was one of the best parts of being a kid. Literally loved it. But as I got older, I had to watch out for sugar and empty carbs. So Magic Spoon, love them, has the amazing flavors you love, but high protein and less sugar. The variety pack has four flavors: cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter.
Magic Spoon, I absolutely love it. It is gluten-free, and as everybody knows, that Chris is celiac, so he's tried all the flavors and he absolutely loves them. My kids love them. And this pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. And it's only 140 calories a serving. It's high in protein. It has zero sugar. It's keto friendly, gluten-free, like I said, grain-free, and soy-free. And I tried it too. And you know how sometimes like these cereals taste like cardboard? Well, this does not taste like cardboard. It actually tastes amazing. Yeah, so if you are interested in the Magic Spoon, go to magicspoon.com/meatball to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our code meatball at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. And remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high protein cereal at magicspoon.com/meatball and use the code meatball to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. But I freaking, last night, I slept so terribly. I'm an old woman. So I slept, first of all, you know, I have CJ and Cameron in my bed. Cameron was like,
the best.
Inside me, basically. And I woke up, my neck, I can't turn my neck.
Oh, shit.
I'm like an old woman. I can't. So, I need to get like.
You got to get like that BioFreeze, because when that happens to me, I rub it on my neck and it literally like goes away. Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get that.
You literally can't function. Like, I've done that before because Angelo, he's the same way. He like sleeps on top of me. I have a king bed. So sometimes it's just me and Angelo because, you know, Gianni snores, so I always kick him out. He snores so loud. So it's just me and Angelo in the bed sometimes, and Angelo is literally on top of me. I have like 2 inches of room and then this whole bed to like Rocky. So
that's literally.
Yeah. Me. And I don't want to move over. So I have the pillows on the other side so he doesn't fall off. And then I have to sleep here because they'll fall off the bed. So, and I don't want to move him because then he gets cranky and screams. So yeah, when that happens to me, I rub the stuff on my neck and it feels so much better because you really can't function. It's like hard to cook. It's hard to pick up the kids. It's terrible.
It's like uncomfortable. So yeah. And like usually it's so funny because it'll be like Chris, CJ, Cameron, me, and they all are on top of me.
I'm on the edge of the bed.
I'm like in fetal position and like it got me last night. I'm going to have to put Bengay on my back and on my neck like a freaking old woman.
Yeah, it's not great.
Goodness gracious. Great balls of fire. What am I, 90?
Wait, so I just announced, I'm sure you guys are following me on Instagram, but I just announced Nashville. It's like official.
Woohoo!
official, and I told production, because they were like, oh, I saw your post, whatever. They were like, we want to get you and the girls out there again. I'm like, yes, sign us up. Because originally please. I wanted it to be a girls trip because, you know, like, we love the boys around. I love the boys around. But, like, I knew, like, the boys wouldn't appreciate Nashville like we do because us girls, like, love bar hopping. We love live bands. Like, it's our jam. And I feel like the boys, it's just, like, not up to their speed. So
no, yeah.
Originally I wanted it to be a girls trip. So, I mean –
that'll be so – I would totally go back to Nashville. I
still loved it. Go.
But, yeah, going back to, like, how we're always hot and, like, we're, like, we have everything to, like, 40 degrees in our rooms, Jenny and Sam are the complete opposite.
So oh, my God, Jenny sucks, man.
Whenever we're filming, it's, like, the meatballs against Jenny and Sam with the freaking thermostat. We, like, put it down, then Jenny puts it up, and then we put it down.
Well, Sam doesn't like sweating either, so I don't know why she doesn't like the cold. But Jenny is, like, well, because she's freaking just so skinny. Of course she's going to be cold in 2 seconds. So Jenny is always, like, oh, I'm cold, and, like, putting it up to 70. And we're now all screaming at her.
We're jackets.
We're literally, go get a blanket because we're sweating. I hate that. I
just really hate trip, that. You snapped. You were like, no. Don't. I'm not. Like, hungover from 11.
Especially hungover. Like, bitch, we're already sweating to begin with. And I'm hot in general. Like, stop.
That's why when we're in a house, me and Nicole share a room. Usually, or like connecting rooms, because we have a lot of the same qualities of what we like, and they come into our room and they're like, oh, the meatball room's so freezing, and I'm like, it's really hot, like,
ooh, it's chilly in here, ooh, it's cold.
I'm like,
shut up.
No, it's not. Oh my God, it's an ongoing battle of the thermostat when we film. It's so funny. You wouldn't need, like, that's a little behind the scenes.
That is behind the scenes because, I mean, obviously they don't show that because, like, who cares?
Who cares?
But, like, we're always fighting over it.
And then we'll be hungover and we get nasty. Like, just put on a sweatshirt.
No, literally. Then we get cranky.
Oh, my God.
Shut up.
Wait, so I'm, like, really sad about something.
What?
You know how my love for Red Lobster?
Oh, shit. What happened?
I heard that they're going bankrupt. And, like, they're closing all their...
See, I'm not...
I don't know what to do.
I know. I'm not surprised. But they should keep, like, a couple open.
And you know what it is? I really thought about it. I think it is more nostalgia with when it comes to this. First of all, I do love the food. But, like, it's somewhere I used to go with my grandma. Like, my grandmother would come from Brooklyn to my house and stay, like, a week. And we always needed to go to Red Lobster. Always. So it's like, whenever my grandmother would come to Jersey. Well,
it's like so 90s.
Yeah. And we'd go to Red Lobster every time. And it was like a family thing. And then, like, my dad loved Red Lobster. They would both take hours to finish all their stuff. Mm-hmm. And then, like, so now it's like, I don't know if it's like a nostalgia thing. But for my birthday every year, I go to Red Lobster. I think I'm going to cry if it closes. Like, literally, what are you going to do? Keep it open? What do I have to do to keep it open? Maybe. Do I buy a restaurant?
Yeah, you could buy a franchise. And that could be, oh my God, I could see you doing that.
Like, I need to buy this Red Lobster and keep it open.
Yeah.
Like, just for myself. Please.
Yeah, you buy the franchise.
But then do I own all of the restaurants? I would really just want
to own. No, you just do that store and you get money off it, but you don't own it.
Okay. I might have to because
you want to buy out Red Lobster. I wonder how much. Let me Google it.
I'm gonna have to look it up because I'm gonna be heartbroken if Red Lobster shuts.
How much to buy out Red Lobster?
Family.
Oh, do you want to know how much?
How much?
Let's see.
Let me guess.
To buy out Red Lobster.
No, no, don't tell me. Let me guess.
Okay, you guess.
All right. To buy out Red Lobster.
Yeah.
$15 million.
Dina, not even close.
Smaller or larger?
Way larger.
Oh. $200 million?
Mm-mm.
More?
Bitch. I'm looking at this. I'm like, why are they closing if they're worth this much?
Wait, time out. I'm talking about one store.
Oh, I thought you meant the whole thing.
No, I'm not going to be able to purchase the entire front
the whole thing.
Dirty Shore money's good. It's not that good.
The whole thing to buy Red Lobster is $2.1 billion. All right, let's see.
Holy shit.
How much to franchise?
Yeah, no, that I can't do that.
The franchise is usually like $200,000. What is the franchise fee?
Because I'm going to be heartbroken if I have no Red Lobsters to go to.
It says $10,000. That's not right. How much does Red Lobster franchise cost? Up to $9,500.
Okay.
That doesn't make sense.
I don't know. Maybe you're Googling wrong.
Because I looked up Chipotle because there's always lots of Chipotle. I'm like, Gianni, we should franchise a Chipotle. And it's like $250,000 a franchise one.
Well, they're not going bankrupt. Maybe that's why.
Oh, so it's only $9,000 for a Red Lobster.
Whatever. Cool.
What a sin.
I might purchase a Red Lobster.
Look into it.
You want to go halfsies?
I'm okay, but I'll support you.
Okay. I am just, you don't understand. I was getting messages from people because they know my love for Red Lobster. They're like, so sorry to hear about Red Lobster. I'm like, what are they talking about? So then I like went into it and I started Googling and I was like, oh my God. Like, that's like my birthday spot. That's like my family spot.
Well, you better start going now before they close.
And CJ, it's like his favorite restaurant now. I'm like, where do you want to go? Like, we literally, after his baseball game, I looked and I saw there was a Red Lobster close. And I was like, guess what? We're going to go to your favorite place. He goes, Red Lobster? I'm like, yes.
Oh, my God. I feel like we need to reach out to the owner of Red Lobster. He'll definitely keep yours open.
Yeah. I'd be like, can I please just have one Red Lobster?
Yeah, let's DM him.
I can't. I might just DM the entire franchise. Maybe they'll give it to me for free.
Like, this is going to ruin my life, sir. Please don't close. Yeah.
It's like the nostalgia for my dad and my grandma. Like, I need this place open.
Well, this reminds me of... This is how I felt about my store, Big Lots. So I had Big Lots in my town and literally went there all the time. Like, I just love Big Lots. They have, like, the best decorations for Christmas. It's, like, an amazing price. I have a Big Lots credit card.
Big Lots.
Yeah, I got a Big Lots credit card. Like, I'm obsessed with Big Lots. Like, I always, like, use their coupons and deals and stuff. So I would go there every single week, even, like, twice a week just to, like, see what they get and, like, you know, the toys for the kids and everything. Like, such a great price. You know, we love a bargain. So they ended up closing. And now I'm like, distraught. Like, I think it happened last year, but it ruined my schedule for the week. Cause I would wake up on Monday, drop the kids off at school, go to Starbucks and go to Big Lots for like an hour. And after that, I was just like, I don't know what to do. And then the closest Big Lots to me now is like 45 minutes away. So I'm not driving all the way there just for Big Lots, but like, yeah. I fucking miss it. Like, it literally ruined my time for a good 2 months.
Well, I must like Red Lobster a lot more than you like Big Lots because I would travel there. I would travel 45 to 50 minutes.
Well, I just feel like that's so far away. I was just like, it's
not close.
So I was like, so now it's like my Walmart. So I turned Big Lots into Walmart and I go to Walmart, Target sometimes.
Didn't
but us meatballs.
Christmas tree shop too. Christmas tree shop went down. And Toys R Us.
Oh, yeah, when Toys R Us closed?
Don't even get me started. Toys R Us.
Toys R Us was right by my Big Lots. It was literally 5 minutes away, and anytime the kids would get a shot or, like, go to the dentist, hey, guys, we're going to Toys R Us because that's how we were raised. You know, we would go get a shot, and then my mom would be like, all right, let's go to Toys R Us. And now they only have one Toys R Us in Paramus, I think.
Yeah, I don't even have a Toys R Us by us, but we do have, like, these cute little toy stores like Treasure Chest. It's called, or what is it?
Oh, yeah, there's a Treasure Chest here before.
Yeah. Cute. I mean, it's small, but I was like, imagine if CJ ever saw Toys R Us, this kid would be freaking out of control.
The fact that he hasn't been in a Toys R Us yet makes me really upset.
Like, he wouldn't know what to do with himself in a Toys R Us.
I think that's so rude.
Like, a Toys R Us was like a freaking dream.
Yeah. Even when I used to go in as an adult, I was like, this store is amazing.
This store is cool.
Like, I love this store.
The giraffe and all.
Yeah, what a sin.
Well.
Oh, I like Kmart, too.
Kmart, yeah. nice JCPenney's. That place went down.
Oh, is Sears still open?
I don't know, girl.
I remember Sears. Sears, my dad would always get like our girls from Sears.
Wait, what was that one store? And they also had like slushies in it and stuff.
7-Eleven?
No, it was an actual store. It might have been like
slushies.
I can't think right now. Let me look it up. But
slushies in a store.
Yeah, they had like slushies and snacks.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe that's like a you thing. Because I grew up in New York.
Oh, yeah, so, no.
Yeah. We had different stores, I feel.
Yeah, I don't know. So, Meatballs, here on our podcast, we love talking about the people we adore. And when it comes to getting great sleep, we really love the folks at Ghostbed. As a family-owned company with over 20 years of experience, Ghostbed knows a thing or two about crafting the perfect mattress. They use only the most durable, supportive, and long-lasting materials, so you can trust that your bed will provide you with years of excellent sleep. What sets Ghostbed apart is their signature and patent cooling technology. Say goodbye to those restless, sweaty nights. Every mattress keeps you cool, comfortable, so that you could sleep like a dream. When you purchase a Ghostbed mattress, your comfort is guaranteed. With their 101-night sleep trial, you could try it out risk-free and experience the difference for yourself. Plus, they offer free shipping and most items ship within 24 hours. Visit ghostbed.com/meatball to save 50% off site-wide.
Ghostbed offers high-quality mattresses at a fantastic price. Their number one seller is the Ghostbed Luxe, designed with premium memory foam and cutting-edge cooling technology that reacts and adjusts to your body heat as you sleep. Or if you prefer more of a hybrid feel, with both foam and coils, check out the Ghostbed Flex Hybrid for the perfect blend of comfort and support. And if you need any assistance along the way, Ghostbed has a team of dedicated sleep experts ready to help you find the perfect mattress. They'll guide you through the options and ensure you make the best choice of your needs. So are you meatballs ready for a more comfortable night of sleep? Visit ghostbed.com/meatball. And because we're all about sharing the love here on the Meatball Pod, use the code meatball to save 50% off your purchase site-wide. That's 50% off.
I can't think. It's not coming up. But anyway, talking about like old shit. Can we also, so on TikTok, how do you feel about the Mandela effect?
The Mandela effect, what is that?
Okay, so it's like back in the day, a lot of people saw things one way, but now they're a different way.
What do you mean?
Here, I'll get the exact definition so that I'm not sounding like.
Well, I'm also like slow, so I need like a definition.
I'm shocked you haven't heard about the Mandela effect before.
I mean, I've heard of it before, but I don't remember what it is.
Okay. The Mandela effect is a type of false memory that occurs when many different people incorrectly remember the same exact thing. It refers to a widespread false memory. So, you know, Britney Spears, when she came out in the red leather outfit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember her having a little microphone?
Yes.
Yes. But if you go back on the video now, there's no microphone. So people, like the majority.
Somebody added the microphone.
I don't know, but the majority of people remember the microphone there, but now there's no microphone there. And then also, like Disney, do you remember when Tinkerbell used to like come out and like tap to Disney? Before, like, the movie would start and, like, all the sparkles would come down.
Yeah, she would go boop with her little wand.
Okay, so that doesn't happen anymore. And if you go back and look at old movies, for some reason it's not there. But you remember that.
Why? But they took it out, though. Are you saying it never was there?
Yes.
Tina, yes, it was. Don't give me anxiety.
No, you have to look this. It's crazy. The Mandela effect's crazy. There's so many other ones.
Dina, like, Tinkerbell did that.
I know Tinkerbell did that. I know Tinkerbell did that. You know Tinkerbell did that. A lot of people our age knows Tinkerbell did that. But for some reason in these movies, it's not there anymore.
So they changed it. They're trying to make us crazy.
I don't know if they... No, I'm talking about if you go onto your old movies, it's not there anymore.
What the fuck?
Yeah, very weird. And like the Monopoly guy had the monocle on his eye. Do you remember? He had like the little glass over his eye.
100% he had it.
Right. Well, guess what, girl? Monocle's not there anymore.
You're going to bug me out. Stop.
I know. It's weird. So that's what some people are like, oh, we switched timelines. So the old timeline is just no longer there.
Oh, yeah, we're in a different dimension.
Right.
Because of the solar eclipse.
That's what some people are. No, this was before the solar eclipse.
Oh, then an earthquake somewhere shifted us.
Well, I don't know. But so some people are like, we switched dimensions. But the majority of the I guess, millennials remember all this shit. Remember Britney Spears with the little microphone. Remember the Monopoly guy with the glass thing over his eye. Remember Tinkerbell flooding around and then tapping the Disney thing. We all remember that. It's not there anymore.
All right, what else? What else?
So there's a fruit, you know, Fruit of the Loom?
Yes, the underwear.
And it had, it was in like a little thing. The fruit was in like a little, what is it called? The thing. Oh my goodness.
What was it, cherries? Or was it all fruit? No, it was all fruit.
So you don't remember it being in like a little thing?
What do you mean a little thing?
Like a little cornucopia thing.
I don't know about that one.
Well, that was another one. Anyway, just there's like a million of them. Those are the three that affected me because those are the ones I remember.
Any more Disney?
The Disney one. Yeah, I was like, what the frig? But if you look up the Mandela effect, there's so many that you'd be like, what the frig?
That's messed up, Day.
Yeah, right?
Scary.
Because it's crazy because I'm like, no, I know.
I 100% know Tinkerbell did that. Somebody's fucking with us.
And that's why I was like, she's my favorite. I love Tinkerbell. If I could, I'd put her in my pocket and keep her. You know? I loved her. Like, one of my favorite childhood memories was going to Magic Kingdom. And Tinkerbell, right before the fireworks, would fly from the castle all the way down with on her little thing. Do you remember that?
Yes.
She still does that.
Mm-hmm.
So I love Tinkerbell. So I'm like, I know for a fact she did that because that's my girl. But it's not there anymore. I don't know what's going on over there.
We're in a different dimension. Now I'm trying to think, like, is anything else different?
You could go online and, like, find so many.
Oh, it'll bug me the fuck out. I have to do it when I'm drinking wine. So I'm like,
yeah, probably. Because it kind of threw me for a loop. I'm like, what?
That makes me think about just life in general. Like, what is this?
But then, like, I'm like, I know Britney Spears had a microphone. I know she had a microphone.
100%.
All the dolls. I remember I would pretend I was her and make myself a little microphone. Why would I do that?
Even the costume. Even the costume comes with a microphone.
Yeah.
Because she had a microphone.
And then there's another Britney Spears one. And Oops, I Did It Again. I believe they said like her skirt color was different.
Oh, this is a different Britney Spears then.
No, it was just, but it's the same. If you look at the old videos, it's not there anymore. That's why it's weird. I don't know. But yeah, so that freaks me out a little bit.
The fuck goes on, man?
It's called the Mandela effect. It's what it is.
Okay, yes, I've heard of this before. Oh, now I'm going to go down a rabbit hole on TikTok and bug myself out.
Ugh, sorry. Sorry, meatballs. But it bothered me when I was like, I know I'm not the only one that remembers Tinkerbell doing this. And there's like literally millions of people that remember it. I'm like, if all these people remember the same thing, how is it not right?
That is crazy.
Yeah, very weird. Very weird. And the Monopoly guy too. I'm like, I know he had a glass thing.
100% he did. And he was like squinting in it.
Yes.
He had it.
Yeah, well, no longer.
Someone's trying to freak us out.
He got rid of it. We can move on from the Mandela effect because I don't want our meatballs to get in a frenzy. One exciting thing.
I'm freaking out. Where am I?
Don't freak out. Don't freak out.
What is life?
Well, anyway, one good exciting thing I'm excited about is the Deadpool Wolverine movie.
Oh my God, did you see I shared it yesterday?
I shared it too.
Oh my God. So my God. I think we talked about this last week, but Dina, you guys all know that Dina is obsessed with Hugh Jackman. Like literally like her favorite. And then I love Hugh Jackman because of Wolverine, because of his character and the Wolverine that he plays. Like I just was always infatuated with Wolverine and X-Men and everything. And then Logan. And then when I met him, that's the first question I asked. I was like, oh, how are you doing, sir? No, I was like, is Wolverine coming back? That was the first, that's the only thing I said to him, I think.
Oh, so, he's so talented.
My God. He is freaking, and he looks great. He does, like, he looks like young Wolverine again. I don't know how he does it.
Yeah. And Chris doesn't get jealous of the whole Hugh Jackman thing because he's like, you know, he's so funny because sometimes if I'm like, oh, I like this person, he's like, oh, what do you think? They're cute. Like, I'll be like, oh, I like the Lawrence Brothers podcast. And he's like, oh, you like that? I'm like, shut up, Chris. But when it comes to Hugh Jackman, he doesn't mess with me. He's like, yeah, because Hugh Jackman, he's Hugh Jackman. He's freaking amazing.
He's literally a boss.
Oh, my God. I can't wait for it.
Love him.
I can't wait for it. And I love Ryan Reynolds too, even though he was a little weird when we met him that one time. But I get it because it was like in and out. But they're in real life best friends. So I wonder if
they bully each other every day. I don't know how they got through all those lines.
And they joke with each other all the time. One time, it was Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman, and then I can't think of the other guy's name, but. I think they told Hugh Jackman or they told Ryan Reynolds that it was a Christmas sweater party. And then
I remember that.
And it wasn't. And he was the only one in an ugly sweater.
And they took a picture and he was like, cool.
Yeah, sick. I feel like they're like meatballs. Like they joke around, they have fun.
I love how they roast each other.
It's the best.
It's kind of like what we do with our roommates.
Yeah. So I'm excited for this movie. I'm excited to see them like working side by side, like just one on one.
I'm just glad that Wolverine's back because he swore up and down like this is the last time like Wolverine. Because in Logan, Wolverine he's dead, he's done. So I don't know if this is like going back in time or he's revived somehow.
I think he gets revived. I mean, that's what it looks like in the coming attractions. It looks like he gets revived.
And then it's like, is he going to find his quote-unquote daughter? Like, what goes on with that? Like, I want to see more of that, too.
Yeah. It looks like he's going to be helping Deadpool. But, yeah, I'm sure there's probably so much they could do with this.
Wait, doesn't Deadpool not die? Like he can heal himself like Wolverine?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so they can both kill each other and then wake up be like, okay, we can't do this anymore.
All right, enough. Enough. Like when we get into fights and we start.
We got it.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm excited for that.
How exciting.
I'm pumped. I can't wait to sit down, have a glass of wine and watch that. It's going to be great.
If you didn't know, the Meatballs love that. And you're a Marvel fan, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we're huge Marvel fans. So very exciting.
Yeah, and I mean, Hugh Jackman is my number one fandom person. I would fangirl over him. Like, oh my God, it's Hugh Jackman. I know I said this before, but I legit saw him in like, I wouldn't say concert, but it was like a show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great. He spoke about his life. He sang the Greatest Showman songs. He sang other songs from the Music Man. It was really good. I enjoyed it.
He's best.
Yeah, beautiful. He's like a family man. I love that. So, Meatballs, I absolutely love my Lumi products, especially with it getting like hot and gross out. The Lumi, I love it. I could put it underneath my boobs. I could put it underneath my armpits, on your privates. You could put it all over your body. That way you're not stinky and a smelly meatball all day long. And unlike certain other deodorants, Lumi is a whole body deodorant and is powered by medellic acid to deliver outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere, from your pits to your feet, and yes, even your privates. In fact, it was patients' concerns about the private part odor that originally
inspired this OBGYN who invented Lumi. And now fast forward 6 years and her game-changing whole body deodorant has now earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people like me who love smelling great and love feeling confident from head to toe.
Yeah, so like Dina said, Lumi is seriously safe to use anywhere on your body. And us meatballs, we tend to sweat a little bit and we definitely don't want to be smelly. So you can use it under your pits, your underboobs, thigh folds, belly buttons, butt cracks, vulvas, and feet, which I never thought of feet, but makes sense. And it's created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. So it blocks the odor all day and control odor for up to 72 hours. It's baking soda and paraben free, pH balanced for safe use below the belt. And you can choose from a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, or toasted coconut. My personal favorite is the lavender sage.
Oh, see, I like the toasted coconut. I'm a coconut girl.
Lumi starter pack is perfect for all new customers. It comes with a solid stick of deodorant, a cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like the mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. And as a special offer to listeners and new customers, get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 50% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. Use code Meatball for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code Meatball at LumiDeodorant.com.
Oh, you know what's so, I know I'm like all over the place.
We're always all over the place.
I know. So going from Wolverine to Cameron's new favorite show is Floor is Lava.
On Netflix?
Why can't we do that?
Oh, we would kill it, Meatball.
I want to do Floor is Lava. Like, I want to be on the show. And then I saw these three randos. I mean, I guess they're not randos because they have a lot of followers. But two of the guys from, I want to say, Too Hot to Handle. Actually, one of them was on the All-Star Shore with Vinny. I think his name is Chase. The guy Harry, he was also on it. And then one of the TikTokers, I think his name is Taylor.
But
those three were on it. And I'm like, if those three are on it, why can't the Meatballs and like Jenny or Sam do it? Like the Meatballs and Jenny and Sam, like why can't it be a Jersey Shore one?
I mean, I'm sure we can ask. Like the guys, hi, can we come on?
Like imagine the Meatballs and Jenny against like Mike, Paulie, and freaking Vinny.
Oh, I think the girls would kill it.
I think it would be really good.
We'd be really good.
I mean, I think it benefits more tall people, but we could do our best.
Yeah, but maybe, no, I feel like we'll kill it.
I feel like all of us would like enjoy doing it too. Like I think it's something that the boys would like to do, and I think it's something that the girls would have fun doing.
Well, I mean, we're all very competitive. So I feel like we would end up in a fight, but I'm down.
Right? I said to Chris, I'm like, Chris, we need to be on the show. Yeah, the girls absolutely have to be on one team because we will fight each other.
Oh yeah, I won't talk to you for a week if you beat me.
Yeah. So, you know, and then maybe they could, instead of doing three, they could do four. So it could be like, you know, all of us.
I just need to be on your team. That's it.
Yeah. Or no, I guess it would have to be five of us. Because how many are there? How many of us are there anymore?
There's so many. There's like 12 of us. There's too many.
We would have to do two games because there's
too many people.
Yeah, there's five girls now. And then there's four guys.
My God, too much.
Yeah, we have a lot.
So I hate when we go out to dinners because it's like I'm always at the one side of the table and I don't see or hear anything else from the other side.
I know.
It's too much.
I know. And then me and Nicole always are like, we have to sit next to each other because we're the only ones that really drink anymore. We're like, we have to sit next to each other.
Yeah. Everyone's like, a ginger ale, a water. Me and Dee are like, wine.
Yeah. Me. And then or I
ginger
love
ale.
I love when Chris is with us. And then even like now Sam's Justin drinks and has so much fun. So we were all like sharing wine at this last trip. Me, Chris, Justin.
Oh, yeah.
Paul. Yeah. And then Sam likes to have like the fruity drinks. Sam likes like the fruity drinks, and then Jenny can't drink. She just drinks like more tequila. She'll have wine here and there though.
Yeah. But
Jenny's more of a tequila girl.
Hey, Jenny loves her tequila on the rocks.
Yeah. Which I can never do. I don't know how she likes that. That's
oh my God, no. I would die.
Same. Same.
I'd be drunk in 2 seconds and then I would throw up.
But yeah, so me and Nicole are always like, we'll share a bottle of wine. Like, let's just sit next to each other and we'll share wine because that's all we drink. So
I'm definitely having wine tonight.
But yeah, Floor is Lava. Hey, if anybody has connections to the Floor is Lava, we want to go on there.
Yes, please. I'll tell Antrenig and see what he can do.
Yeah, that would be – I would love to go on the Floor is Lava.
And then I started a new show because I needed something, and it's on Amazon Prime. It's called Fallout. So it's really good. It starts off with, like, you know, this cowboy, and all of a sudden there's, like, a nuclear war, and then the world's just different. So there's people that live underground and then people on top, but it's, like, it's chaotic. Like, people are just trying to survive. It's, like, you got to kill or be killed. Ooh.
You know what this reminds me of?
It's really good.
You ever see The 100?
Yes.
That's what you're kind of making it remind me of.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. But it's really, really good. I'm only on the third episode, so, like, I don't know much about it. But I'm liking what I see. So if you guys need a new show and you like stuff like that, it's called Fallout on Amazon Prime.
Amazing. All right. Do you want to get to some meatball questions?
Let's do it.
All right.
Oh, my God. Wait, hold on. I have a special guest that wants to say hi.
Ooh, okay. Babe.
What?
Come here.
Say it. Babe! Forget it. The guest doesn't want to talk.
He just said,
yeah. Go say hi, meatballs. And he looked like a deer in headlights.
He's like, what are you doing?
No.
Why are you putting me on the spot? You'll be in trouble for that later.
All I gotta say is hi, meatballs. Jesus Christ.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
Okay, so here's a good one. Okay. How do you guys feel about pineapple on pizza? And a follow-up question, how many slices of pizza do you think you could eat in 1 minute?
Oh girl.
1 minute?
So pineapple on pizza. I'm not opposed to it because I do love pineapple, but I feel like I would hate it. I never tried it before.
I never tried it either.
And everyone's like disgusted about it, especially like Italians. I don't know.
Chris's brother Nick, he likes pineapple on his pizza.
Oh, see? I gotta try it and then I'll get back to you.
Yeah, I've never tried it, but yeah, people like it, but CJ's like, no pineapple on pizza, but he likes pineapple too. I'm like, you might like it.
Yeah.
He made a cute video that said, you know, like in a little Italian accent, you don't put pineapple on pizza.
He's so cute.
It's on Chris's page if anybody wants to see it. It's actually really cute.
He's literally adorable.
And in 1 minute, I feel like I'd probably just only be able to eat like maybe. I mean, if I'm really trying at
it. In 1 minute.
Maybe. And if I'm really trying, I could probably do 2 slices or 3.
In 1 minute.
Yeah, I feel like if I'm like,
I don't know, I'd say 2. I don't know, but like I would hate to eat my pizza like that because when I eat pizza, I like really take my time and I really enjoy it. Like I love my pepperoni pizza, pepperoni and cheese pizza, and I would die to get like stuffed crust pizza, so mozzarella in the crust. Oh, like from, what's it called, Pizza Hut?
Yes, oh my God, Pizza Hut's favorite.
Oh my God, take me now. So
love pizza.
Maybe that's gonna be my next cheat meal.
Pizza Hut?
Yes.
That's like another one that went like they closed all their stores back in the day. I used to love to go to an actual Pizza Hut and sit in the restaurant and eat my Pizza Hut.
I had my birthday party there once.
Oh, I love pizza. Me and Chris like have a fight back and forth because he likes Domino's better. And I'm like, no.
No, Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut is so much more better than Domino's.
Pizza Hut, Christopher.
Yeah. I'm telling you. Boys like Pizza Hut. Oh, yeah. I love a nice Pizza Hut. Little personal pie.
Mm. Maybe I'll get pizza tonight.
The breadsticks.
The breadsticks. Take me over.
Yeah, I love a nice breadstick from Pizza Hut. But fun fact for Nicole, whenever she's hungover, she wants pepperoni pizza. Always.
Every single time. So I'll usually get like a calzone pizza. So it's stuffed cheese and stuffed pepperoni. And it's just my jam. I don't even need to tell Gianni. When Gianni knows I'm hungover, he knows we're getting pizza and he's getting me that calzone.
Yeah, the pepperoni.
Oh, take me. So good.
Here's another one. What are your favorite childhood snacks? Casey from Clark, New Jersey. My favorite childhood snack?
Pickles.
Childhood snack. I liked Dunkaroos.
I love the Toaster Strudels.
Oh my God. I still like the Toaster Strudels.
So good.
I still love those. And I like extra icing on them.
Banging.
So good.
Yep. Toaster love strudels. Those.
Mm. Yes. One weird snack I eat now, which is like weird. I actually just had it yesterday. I do a little sour cream with buffalo sauce with pretzels. Like I did.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah. Meatballs, try it. Try it, meatballs. It's a little sour cream, buffalo sauce, and then you dip your pretzels in it. It is so freaking good. Ooh. I love it.
When yes. I eat pretzels, I like to dip it in mustard.
Okay, yes.
That's yummy too.
But you mean the soft pretzels.
No, like the hard sticks.
Oh, you do the hard ones in the mustard too.
I do any pretzel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so meatballs, try the hard pretzels with mustard. And try the hard pretzels with some sour cream and buffalo dip. You won't be disappointed.
Banging.
So good. Okay, here's some fan advice questions. Okay, hi, Meatballs. My name is Ashley Sikowski, and I'm from Chicago. I know you guys said you had Disney trips coming up. I was wondering what your favorite resorts were. My family and I usually stay at the Beach Club, but I also love the Polynesian. Also wondering, growing up, what was your favorite movie character? And or princess. I grew up watching Robin Hood, Mary Poppins, and Peter Pan a lot. So these are my faves. I also love Marie from the Aristocrats, and Jasmine is my favorite.
Aristocrats!
Princess. Thanks for your time, Meatballs. I love you both so much. Nicole, I dressed for you as Halloween.
Yes, queen.
So she's definitely a Disney girl. You could tell.
Yes, we are such Disney moms. Like, ugh, I love it.
So I've never stayed at Polynesian, but same. I heard it's great. I love the Grand Floridian. I love it there.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like something I've always wanted to do when I was younger. We couldn't afford Grand Floridian when I was younger. And I always said to myself, if I ever, you know, make it in life and get more money. Because I always like, we would like pass the Grand Floridian when I was young.
And you'd be like, oh,
God. One day I'd love to stay there, you know, and my parents would be like, you know, we can't afford, not that we weren't like rich, but like we would stay more at the big hotels. We stayed at like Caribbean Beach and stuff like that when I was young. So I would like pass it and I'd be like, oh, one day I really wish to stay at the Grand Floridian. And then like my
Joe.
My dream was to bring like my family to the Grand Floridian ever. Mm. If I ever like, you know, like got money while I was older, and then
love that
I was able to finally do it. And I brought my mom, but my dad had passed, and I was so sad because I'm like, this was always our dream to stay at the Grand Floridian.
Oh, he's still going with you.
Yeah, so I feel like it's more nostalgic why I love the Grand Floridian, because it's like was on my bucket list since I was like 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But this time around, we're staying at the Beach and Yacht Club, so I've never stayed there before, so I'm excited to try it out. But it seems like Ashley likes it there, so
love it. Yeah, so I have timeshare, and we always stay at the Beach and Yacht for like 2 days because the pool is just amazing. The kids love the pool, the big slide and everything.
Good. You like it there?
Yeah. So I love it there. I think it's great. But then we always end up at Boardwalk because Boardwalk is literally my jam. Like I just love Boardwalk. It feels like, you know, when you go to Disney all the time and you feel like it's your second home where you stay. Yes. The Boardwalk is my second home. So I love it there. I know like the ins and outs of all of it. Like I work there. Like I just love the Boardwalk. I feel cozy. I feel cozy there. But I also do love Animal Kingdom, especially if you're going with a big group, because those are the biggest rooms you can get. You could get the first floor and the second floor. So you have two floors and it's just really good. It was like a group because I always go, you know, with all Gianni's brothers and sisters. So it's literally like 12 to 16 of us. So staying at Animal Kingdom, I love. They have a great pool also. I just don't like Animal Kingdom because you're not on like the property property. Yeah, so you always have to take a bus somewhere. The boardwalk and beach and yacht, you can walk to Epcot and you could see the fireworks and everything. So it's more convenient.
I'm excited. Like, I was, like, a little on the fence because I'm like, do I go right back to Grand Floridian? But I'm like, I do want to try some other places because I did hear that Beach and Yacht Club has such great pools for the kids.
Oh, my God. They're going to die.
So I'm like, okay. Nostalgia has to take a seat. Like, I'm going to try other places.
Yeah, you got to try.
Yeah, and I did it. I did it. I did it. I did the Grand Floridian a couple times. And who knows? I'll probably do it again, like, next year. But I wanted to try somewhere else. But now that you said it's good and now Ashley, our meeple Ashley said it's good, I'm excited.
No, you're going to like it.
Excited. But
we love Disney.
We do. My favorite character, I said it earlier, Tinkerbell. I love Tinkerbell. Tinkerbell was my girl.
I was always Minnie Mouse.
Yeah.
Love Minnie Mouse. And even like to this day when we go, I freak out over Mickey. Like I cry when I hug Minnie Mouse. I'm just like, I'm 4 years old.
I know. I get more excited than the kids, I think.
Oh, I push my kids away. I take the picture first. I'm like, Mickey! Like I push Angelo.
Like slow motion, you see Nicole pushing Angelo. Yeah.
Like, get out of my way.
Angelo's falling to the ground.
And then I'm like, okay, Angelo, say hi.
I know. Okay, take my picture.
Literally that's what I do, and then I'm like, all right kids, get in.
Oh my god, that's like a movie scene.
I can't. I'm such an asshole.
Oh my god, it would be a dream to do like a girls trip to Disney too.
Oh my god, I would die. Austin Epcot, we'd have the best time.
Oh, I mean, duh. But so I actually have to get going. I am in Florida, so I'm gonna go and take up the sun. Is that how you say it? Or no,
take up the sun. What are you, 95?
I'm gonna go soak in the sun.
Oh my god, look at a cocktail.
I'm gonna get a cocktail. I'm definitely gonna wear, don't forget to wear your sunblock, meatballs.
I hate you.
It's important nowadays to wear sunblock.
I still put the oil on to burn. I'm an asshole. God,
I'm not tan anymore. I literally am out by the pool and I'm putting on like 50 on my body. Still getting tan, but I just want to protect my skin. I still have to go to the dermatologist and get that whole body check thing.
Yeah, I'm still an asshole.
Yeah, not good, meatball. You got to put on that sunblock.
If it's my time, it's my time, you know?
Although I can't say anything because sometimes I forget and I'm just like roasting with nothing on, so.
Yeah, I put that oil on so I could bake like a fried chicken.
You really lather yourself up.
Like I want to be dark, turkey. Baby. I want to be tan.
Like a freaking buttered turkey over here. Yeah,
literally me.
I can't. Well, I will be out by the pool in a couple minutes, putting on my 50 and making sure my kids look like those kids that are completely white.
And then like the ghosts, parents are like,
yeah, I'm that mom. I rub it in and then I put extra on.
No, yeah, I'm like that with my kids, but me.
And I remember when I was young, I'd be like, oh, look at that poor kid with like the mom put so much on. Now I'm that mom. Literally. I'm like lathering on the sunblock so that they don't get freaking sunburned like a crazy person. My kids are like the white sunblock kids walking around. But anyway, meatballs, I want to remind you guys the fan number to put in questions. You can call or text us at 70. Oh my God, I can't speak. I'm malfunctioning. I need a drink. You could call or text us at 70. Oh my God.
Are you having a stroke? The fuck is happening?
I'm malfunctioning. Oh my God. Why don't you take this?
I'm going to call 911. No, try again.
No, you do it.
Calling the cops. No, try one more time.
I'm calling the cops. Okay, let me try this again. I think I'm malfunctioning. It's because I need to be out in the sun and having a drink in my hand. All right, let's try this one more time, meatballs. All right. Call or text us at 732-508-7300.
7952.
You're pronouncing it like so matter of fact. 732.
I want to make sure they got it.
Oh my God, I'm sweating. Okay. I need to put my air on.
Yeah, so text or call that number 732-508-7952 for a chance. You're ruining my thing. For a chance to be in a future episode.
I'm literally dying. Oh, all right,
goodbye.
On that note, we did it, meatballs. We'll see you next week.
All right, for real, I'm going to go get sauce. Love you, meatballs.
So stupid.